Two Koreas, One Flag. At the opening ceremony of the 2018 Pyeongchang Winter Olympics, North and South Korea have decided to march out together under a Korean Peninsula flag. It's been more than a decade since the two sides last competed jointly, and the first time at an Olympics. South Korea's Vice Minister for Unification, Chun Hae-sung, made the announcement.
South and North Korea will march together under one flag at the opening ceremony of the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics and field a combined women's ice hockey team. North Korea will send a 230-member cheering squad, and they will cheer events at the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics and perform a joint cheering event with South Korea.
North Korea says it will also send a 150-member delegation to the Paralympics. The proposed North-South women's ice hockey team is generating controversy, though. Traditionally a stronger sporting force, the coach of the South Korean team says players have expressed fears they may lose their places. Reaction to the Olympic collaboration has ranged from hopeful to concerned. On the streets of Seoul, these South Koreans explained how they felt.
I am worried about how the international community will react if we were to accept the North Korean proposal for the Olympics. So I personally hope that we will not agree to it. It can improve our image, as the international community has been worried by the tensions. Meeting them to talk about sports first provides a good platform for talks on politics and other issues.
The breakthrough comes after more than a week of talks in the village of Panmunjom in the demilitarized zone. The delegations agreed to prioritize dialogue over action and to keep the lines of communication open by holding future meetings. The issue of denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, however, was swiftly shut down by the North. The nuclear arsenal is a sticking point in international relations too. At a summit in Vancouver, Canada, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson warned the isolated nation it faces military action if it doesn't negotiate over its weapons. Echoing this, Japan's Foreign Minister Taro Kono has cautioned nations to treat with skepticism North Korea's newfound cooperativeness.
What we should have in mind is that North Korea continues to advance its nuclear and missile programs, even as we speak. And we should not be naive about their intent, nor should we be blinded by North Korea's charm offensive. In short, it is not the time to ease pressure or to reward North Korea.
The meeting, co-hosted by Canada and the United States, brought together senior diplomats and foreign ministers from 20 nations, which supported South Korea in the 1950-53 Korean War. Not invited were China and Russia, having fought on the communist side. Chinese authorities have slammed the summit, saying it demonstrates a Cold War mentality. China's Foreign Affairs spokesman Liu Kang says it could also undermine efforts to deal with the North Korean nuclear threat.
Only keeping sanctions and pressure on the North is counterproductive, as has been proven multiple times. The meeting is only dividing the international community and hampering joint efforts to resolve the nuclear issue.